Welcome back to HealthLink on Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, in 1998, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a British physician, published a study in The Lancet, a British medical journal, linking the MMR vaccine, the one that's given to protect children from measles, mumps, and rubella, with gastrointestinal changes and autism in 12 children. The study gained increasing publicity, and soon people in Great Britain and the United States were rallying against these immunizations. One of those people was Jenny McCarthy, a celebrity in the U.S. who has a son with autism. She claimed that the MMR vaccine caused her son's autism, and she mounted a vigorous campaign against immunizations. Her celebrity provided her a powerful platform, and she strongly influenced countless parents who, against medical advice, refused to immunize their children. Now, as a result, outbreaks of measles started recurring in England, and in the United States, more cases of measles were reported in 2008 than in any other year since 1997, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This controversy led to many research studies which have tried but have been unable to replicate Dr. Wakefield's findings. And other studies of varying types done since 1998 have shown no link between immunizations and autism. However, today, hundreds of thousands of people still believe that immunizations are linked to autism. All this, despite the fact that the conclusions of Dr. Wakefield's papers have been renounced by 10 of the 13 original authors and retracted by The Lancet, the publication where it had been published. But a brand new analysis of the original Lancet article comparing the reported diagnoses in the paper to hospital records suggest that Dr. Wakefield and his colleagues altered the facts about these patients in their study, and that the study is hence an elaborate fraud. Now, that has caused such a blow to our public health, this fraud, from which immunization rates have never fully recovered. Joining us via the magic of the internet to help us understand the implications of this latest revelation is Dr. Gregory Liptak, professor of pediatrics and the director of the Center for Behavior, Development, and Genetics at Upstate Medical University, who specializes in neurodevelopmental disabilities, autism, and autism spectrum disorders. Welcome, Dr. Liptak. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is really quite a significant finding that this British journalist found and wrote about in the Sunday Times of London.
Yes, it's not just bad science, but it's actually fraudulent. And apparently Dr. Wakefield was being paid by lawyers who were suing companies that made immunizations. So it was in his financial interest to link autism to immunizations.
Now, in fact, though, we really don't know what causes autism, which I think in an earlier interview that you and I did, there has been clearly an increase in autism in this country, which probably is why this caught such, kind of caught fire amongst parents.
That's right. Autism is increasing dramatically. We don't know why. And parents are frustrated and they're looking for causes. And if you have one child with autism, you certainly don't want your second or third child to have it. So they were hoping against hope that by not immunizing their other children, that they would prevent autism. But it's not true.
And actually quite dangerous because, as you can see, and as I mentioned in the intro, that the result has been a large increase in the number of cases of measles, it looks like, worldwide.
Absolutely.
So this has a very strong public health implication.
It does indeed.
And is it in fact occurring with regard to other immunizations as well and not just MMR?
Yes, the primary one affected is MMR, but because of this study and because of the publicity of people like Jenny McCarthy, parents have become very suspicious of all immunizations, and there are some parents that we see who don't get their children immunized at all. And that's very dangerous for them and also dangerous for their friends.
I think that people need to understand is that the way that we protect, the public is by developing what's called a herd immunity. And that requires that everyone is immunized, because otherwise there's a break in that herd immunity and the chances for measles to, or any disease, an infectious disease to spread, grows. So the go ahead.
That's right. And in fact, it's more dangerous to be immunized in a community that has very few other children immunized than it is not to be immunized in a community where more than 90% of the children are immunized. And it's that herd immunity, having many, many children immunized, that really protects you from these really serious and often deadly infectious diseases.
And besides that, I think what it's done is it's kind of taken us down, the wrong path. I mean, people obviously are very anxious about the rise in autism, and we really don't understand, as you have said before, why this is happening. But to blame it on the immunizations, in a sense, it's fraudulent science, and it sounds to me like it's taking us down, you know, kind of it's a red herring. It's taking us down the wrong path, even in terms of further research or information sharing.
Right, that's correct.
And in some of the notes that actually you were kind enough to provide for me, I noticed that a pediatrician, Paul Offit, who works out of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, wrote a book basically noting that the falseness of these claims and the fact that it was very dangerous, and it sounds like his life was threatened. Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, the book was called Autism's False Prophets, Bad Science, Risky Medicine, and the Search for a Cure, in which you talked about individuals like Dr. Wakefield and others who have published really very bad science, but who have affected public health. And people who supported Dr. Wakefield and Jenny McCarthy were so upset by his book that they actually threatened his life. And for several months, he had to have police protection. He worked at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he had to take a different route into work every day. I actually talked with him, and his life was very, very difficult for easily 6 months after the book came out.
Well, that's very scary, especially given the recent shooting that just occurred with our Congresswoman Giffords. I mean, it just sounds like people get so riled up, that they're willing to take very, very serious actions against people who actually often are carrying the truth. So
people are afraid, especially if they have a child with autism, they don't understand it. And autism is a very serious condition that can have devastating effects on children and their families. We don't have good treatments for it. We don't know what causes it. And people get frustrated with us in medicine because we don't have cures. We don't understand it. And they find something like immunizations that they take as a crusade. And if someone speaks against it, even if they have good evidence, they become very upset about it.
Yeah, this angry rhetoric, and it's kind of us versus them, and it gets out of control, clearly. Do you think that this claim of fraud that they mention is credible? I mean, by the same standard, because, you know, it sounds to me like there was some kind of monetary incentive here. Potentially, or the claim is that there was monetary incentive for Dr. Wakefield to write this article initially. Can we feel secure that this Brian Deer, the British journalist who I think is working for the London Sunday Times, that his findings were credible by that same standard?
Yes, I believe so, and it's not just that one article. But as you mentioned, in 2004, most of the co-authors withdrew their names from the study. Last year, The Lancet withdrew the paper, and in May 2010, Great Britain stripped Andrew Wakefield of his medical license, so he can no longer practice medicine in Great Britain.
So
these are very
things.
Serious things that almost never happen in medicine, and would suggest to me that this last accusation of fraud is believable.
Yeah, it sounds that way to me as well. But the ramifications are really great. And I guess the question is, how do we go about in medicine reversing those ramifications? I mean, with the fact that people are so gun-shy with regard to immunizations.
I think people will believe this latest message that the cornerstone of studies looking at immunizations is fraudulent. And hopefully over time, we can regain the trust of the public.
Yeah, because I know, as you said, books have been written, scientific studies have been done, but people seem to have run with this. And We had the opportunity to interview a pediatric infectious disease specialist earlier this year, and we talked about the rise in pertussis in whooping cough. And that also is a completely curable by means of immunization, a preventable disease, and that's on the rise as well. Probably, again, a spin-off of this whole notion of fear of immunizations. So it sounds like we've got our work cut out for us.
Right, but also if celebrities like Jenny McCarthy can come out now and say that they were wrong and that children should be immunized, that would make a tremendous difference in what people believe as well.
Do you think there's any hope of that?
I really don't know. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps some other celebrity could pick up the banner and try to make some impact. So what type of research, I mean, it seems to me that another angle here would be some, you know, a continued push forward for better studies and perhaps some breakthrough findings with regard to the cause of this upsurge in autism. Do you have any information about, you know, more information about the recent research that's being done?
There's been a significant increase in funding for research. But before we believe the findings of studies, we have to make sure that the research study itself is valid and reliable, that we know what the funding source is, that it's transparent, and that the study is reproduced by at least another study. You can't just change public policy. You can't change things like immunization based on one study, especially a small one that only had 12 individuals in it.
Yeah, it just shows the power of that kind of information coming out, when, especially when in this case it was fraudulent. It has so much power. Right. It also raises the specter of this other issue, which has to do with the funding behind research. And it's a huge topic, but I know that has come up of late, questioning that it's often the private sector that is funding a lot of our public research, whereas before it was a lot more government funded. And it raises questions about what the findings are and whether there isn't some, you know, perverse incentive or some personal gain that's prompting, you know, the findings and makes us question their validity. So I think your initial point that they have to be reproducible, we have to have transparency of the funding source, and they have to have reliable methods are crucial criteria.
There are many good studies that are funded, for example, by drug companies, but you have to know more about the actual funding. Did the drug company censor any data? Lots of information that is important to know.
Yeah, it's crucial to know, as you said. Well, it sounds like we've got a lot of our work cut out for us, or our medicine does, and certainly in the field and the study of autism, to try to clarify the fact that there, or reinforce the fact that this link does not exist. There's no proof for it. In fact, the original study was fraudulent. And hopefully, it's now probably kind of a public health dilemma, but something that has to really, it's a challenge to get the word out so that we can undo all of the harm that was done by this, you know, fraudulent information. So let's hope we can move forward in that, and hopefully we can help a lot of parents with some more hopeful data. Well, Dr. Gregory Liptak, Professor of Pediatrics and the Director of the Center for Behavior Development and Genetics at Upstate Medical University, thank you very much for sharing all your wisdom with us today via the internet, no less. And let's hope we can reverse these ill effects of Dr. Wakefield's study. We have to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen on FM News Radio 106.9 WSYR.